Family First, Community Speaker, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. T. Martinez in HR.
That will be me. How may I assist you?
I'm actually calling. I'm an employee, and I was looking at my pay stub, and my paycheck is incorrect.
What's the name of the client?
Walter Knight with a K, K-N-I-G-H-T.
So does the client currently get 35 hours a week?
Yes.
Okay, and then that's not what your check is reflecting.
Not only that, the pay rate is incorrect.
Okay, so let me just pull that up. Hold on. You have the same first name as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Different last name.
Mm-hmm. You only received one pay stub? Like you just started with this client?
Yes.
Okay. So I see the pay rate at $15.50.
Yes, it's supposed to be $16. I have documentation from you that I can text it to you one that says I'm getting $16 an hour.
And then this pay stub reflects 25 hours. So you had only worked 3 days, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th?
Correct. And I'm confused on the 20th. How come it was only 7.5 hours instead of the 8.75 as the previous 2 days?
So it looks like the 18th, you worked 8 hours and 45 minutes. The 19th, it was the same. The 20th, it was 7.5.
Yeah, but I don't understand why that is.
So did you turn in a timesheet? Because it doesn't look like there was any clocks for those days. So I would assume that out of the
I turned it in. I don't know her name. I can look it up. But I had to do a manual one. I submitted it. And I submitted it with the 8 hours and 45 minutes for those 3 days. And I have documentation of that also. And I have documentation letting me know that it was received. I think her name is Valerie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to see the attachment. See that it was attached. Let me see this one. So I see the 18th on the timesheet, you put 8:30 to 5:15. Mm-hmm. As far as the times go, I would have to talk to Valeria because she's the one that put in that. But the pay rate, I can definitely assist with that. If you were told 16, then we can adjust the pay rate. But I would have to get her to fix the hours because that's something that I don't deal with.
I was told last week that today is reflects the fact that y'all can fix the hours for the week. My concern also is, you know, my paycheck coming up this week is going to reflect the wrong pay rate. And I was just requesting that all that can be addressed before the end of business today.
Yeah, I can adjust the pay rate now. That won't be a problem. It's just the hours that I will have to get her to fix that.
But also adjusting the pay rate means I didn't get my correct paycheck last week.
Oh, right. Yeah. So whatever's owed to you, yeah, will definitely be given to you, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I can give you time to do that. You need to get back to me later on this afternoon or it's something we can figure out now.
So my administrator is the one that does that. He'll be in shortly. So we still have time to get it in. I'm just going to write your name and number down really quick.
And I did text Valerie, so she is aware of this situation. She hasn't responded, but I did text her everything that I just said to you.
Got it. That's not a problem at all. Yeah, but and I can give you a call back after I talk to my administrator, and he can kind of give me a number of what's owed to you, and I can let you know that.
Okay. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you before the end of business. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.